We went from normal life, healthy child to acute lymphoblastic leukemia or B-cell ALL. The St. Jude team came up to get CJ via ambulance. Shortly after that, I noticed a rainbow. It meant that there was hope. We were driving into hope. To have hope is to have your child healthy, and we have that because of St. Jude.
You can help kids fight childhood cancer. Please become a St. Jude Partner in Hope today by visiting musicgives.org.
Spectrum Internet has enough speed to handle all your needs, so you can work, game, and stream with speeds up to a gig. Plus, Spectrum's advanced Wi-Fi provides enhanced security for all your connected devices. Get Spectrum Internet with fast and reliable speeds, starting at just $29.99 a month with a 2-year price guarantee. Visit spectrum.com/internet for you for full details. Offer subject to change, valid for qualified residential customers only. Restrictions apply.
Homes.com knows having the right agent can make or break your home search. That's why they provide home shoppers with an agent directory that gives you a detailed look at each agent's experience, like the number of closed sales in a specific neighborhood, average price range, and more. It lets you easily connect with all the agents in the area you're searching, so you can find the right agent with the right experience and ultimately the right home for you. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
No one in Los Angeles does just one thing. She's a model actress. He's a singer-songwriter, and almost everyone is a writer-director. In LA lingo, they call these fancy titles multi-hyphenates. And of course, they're mostly just talk. Few of these wild-eyed dreamers ever make their mark in any of the things they claim to do. But not in this case. This is the story of one of LA's most intriguing and original multi-hyphenates. A writer who in the 90s wrote a memorable novel about a sad loner who sets fires around Los Angeles because it turns him on, sexually. Chapter 1 is about a fire. Chapter 2 is about a different fire. Chapter 3, chapter 4, chapter 5, fire, fire, fire. This book was not a great work of fiction. But if you looked closer at the details of the different fires described in each chapter, as investigators and prosecutors eventually did, you'd discover that this might not be a work of fiction at all. This book starts to look a lot like the real confessions of one of the most elusive and prolific arsonists in American history.
A brush fire burned 67 homes.
29 other fires left an $18 million trail of ashes.
Southern California was being beat to death with fires.
Governor George Duke Majan offered a $50,000 reward for the arrest of the arsonist.
This firebug left investigators so stumped that they started to wonder.
I told them, it's one of us. And everybody kind of just looks at me.
This is the incendiary true story of the man who spent years lighting up Los Angeles.
More than anyone, we're going to get this guy.
A master fire starter.
The most prolific arsonist of the 20th century.
Turned writer.
I'm going to confess in a book what I've been doing for the past 7 years.
Who inevitably became...
The worst was in a home improvement store where 4 people died, including a child.
A murderer, too. I'm Cary Antholis, and this is Firebug, a new audio series coming soon to Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
This guy's not going to stop, you know. Firebugs don't stop.